Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 202. Our topic today is three ways to beat Alzheimer's disease. Even if dementia runs in your family, new research shows that Alzheimer's disease can be prevented or reversed. In this podcast, I'm going to share three ways to beat Alzheimer's disease based on the latest research from UCLA. Bob's experience. Bob was becoming progressively more forgetful. His wife was worried. He was only 55 years old. Based on our research of the heart and Alzheimer's disease, Bob and his wife came to see me. After reviewing his case, it was clear that his heart condition had played a major role in his early dementia. Alzheimer's disease is something that starts developing years, possibly even decades, before symptoms ever appear. While significant damage had already been done to his brain, there still was so much that could be saved. If we're going to beat Alzheimer's disease, it is going to require a significant commitment from both of you, I said. We'll do anything to stop the memory loss, Bob and his wife said in unison. With that, I then shared with them the latest research from UCLA. I'm happy to report that while Bob's memory is not perfect, he did make significant progress. No further decline has been observed, and he is faithfully following the new UCLA research. What causes Alzheimer's disease? If you were to examine the brain of somebody with Alzheimer's disease, you would see a mess of beta amyloid plaques and tau neurofibrillary tangles. Beta amyloid plaques are basically piles of protein fragments in the brain. It is almost as if no one bothered to take out the trash. This protein debris just accumulates, and then it gets in the way of key brain functions. Tau neurofibrillary tangles are remnants of microtubules, or little pipes, that once carried nutrients and other substances in the brain. Once again, it would be as if no one ever bothered to repair the plumbing, electrical, or gas lines of an old house. With progressive accumulation of beta amyloid plaques and tau neurofibrillary tangles, the brain gets to the point where it can barely function. While genetic factors certainly play a role in the accumulation of these plaques and tangles, lifestyle factors play an even more important role. Indeed, studies of people who only eat real food, they exercise every day, they're socially connected, they embrace stress, they get restorative sleep every night. If you look at groups of people who are doing these five things, then based on studies, you'll see people who rarely get Alzheimer's disease. Even if they have the genetic markers, the genes for Alzheimer's disease, you really don't see it if people are doing these five things every day: eating real food, exercising, socially connected, embracing stress, getting restorative sleep. And this is because healthy lifestyles flush out these beta amyloid plaques. They prevent the tau neurofibrillary tangles from forming. Basically, healthy lifestyles keep the plaques and they keep the tangles out of the brain. The UCLA study. In this study, UCLA researchers, under the direction of Dr. David A. Merrill, recruited 66 people with early dementia. As part of this study, Dr. Merrill and his team spent countless hours finding out everything they could about these 66 people. For example, they wanted to know exactly what they ate, how much they exercised, and what other medical conditions were going on, etc. In addition to an extensive personal history, Dr. Merrill and his team also performed a FDD-NP PET brain scan to assess the severity of the plaques and tangles. Based on the results of this UCLA study, these researchers identified three things that you can do to beat Alzheimer's disease. So it doesn't take much, just three things. So let me go through the three findings of the UCLA study. Number one, exercise a minimum of 21.4 minutes daily. The number one factor in preventing brain plaques and tangles in this UCLA study was to exercise a minimum. This is minimum of 21.4 minutes each day. And if you do the math, that works out to be 150 minutes weekly, and that's how they got to that number. As I've covered in a previous blog article, that was blog number 81, exercise is the very best way to stimulate brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, can heal the brain, and this BDNF can also help to form new pathways, new connections. So that's number one in beating Alzheimer's, exercise. Number two, faithfully adhere to a Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet is the best studied diet to extend life and reverse medical conditions. The traditional Mediterranean diet is definitely not a pizza and pasta diet. Rather, it is a way of eating that is very high in vegetables, high in fruits, high in legumes, high in nuts, high in seeds, high in intact grains, olive oil, and fish. If you eat the typical store bread, protein bars, granola, crackers, cereals, or bakery items, you are definitely not following the traditional Mediterranean diet. Also, if you are eating sugar, lots of meat, or frequently visiting fast food restaurants, you are also not following the traditional Mediterranean diet. Basically, to follow the traditional Mediterranean diet, most of what you eat has to be unprocessed and plant-based foods, without any added sugar, and some fish. In this UCLA study, the closer people followed the traditional Mediterranean diet, the less plaques and tangles they had. Number three, keep your BMI below 25. A BMI, or body mass index, between 19 and 25 meets the medical definition of a healthy weight. While the BMI way of assessing weight is not perfect, it is the most reliable and the best studied method currently available. As most Americans mistakenly believe that they are at a healthy weight, I've got a link if you want to go on to my blog. It's blog number 202. There's a link to see what your BMI really is. According to this UCLA study, if your BMI is in the normal range, then it is unlikely that your brain will ever fill up with these plaques and tangles. So the three are, number one, exercise a minimum of 21.4 minutes daily. Number two, faithfully adhere to a Mediterranean diet. Number three, keep your BMI below 25. Take-home message. The key message of this study is one of hope. According to research from UCLA that we covered in this podcast, you can easily beat Alzheimer's disease by just doing three simple things. While genes do matter, your lifestyle matters even more. If dementia runs in your family, or you want a healthy brain throughout your life, resolve now to exercise at least 21.4 minutes every day, faithfully follow a Mediterranean diet, and keep your BMI in the normal range. Does Alzheimer's disease run in your family? What are you doing to beat Alzheimer's disease? I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your questions, any comments that you may have. Just go on to my blog, drjohnday.com, or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 202, scroll down to the bottom, and there you can leave your comments. And I'll do my best to quickly answer every question. If you like this podcast, please be sure to sign up for my free weekly newsletter. And tell a friend, leave me a rating. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.